In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Celebrate the feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord today. Our Lord transfigured himself before the three principal apostles, Peter, James, and John, to strengthen them so that they can strengthen the other apostles at the time of the passion of Jesus, which was to come, to strengthen their faith, which nevertheless still was weakened at that time. Still they faltered despite the transfiguration, where our Lord for the first and only time showed some of his glory to the apostles. And so our Lord tried to strengthen their faith, and he did, of course. Sure, it did help them, and especially after the resurrection, strengthening their faith. And certainly they didn't leave our Lord altogether. They came back to the cenacle and still had their faith, but it was weakened. So we look at our own life and in our own day, as faith is weakened in our world today. Faith wanes in our own life as we don't practice it, as we pay too much attention to the world and distractions in our senses and the distractions of the world. And so we have to strengthen our faith and look to those means of strength, which is, of course, prayer and the sacraments, confession. And we need to strengthen our faith, and strengthening our faith needs to be done in a way that makes it deep and sinking our roots like the plants and the trees. We're sinking our roots. We want our faith to be strong, very strong for all our life, especially times of trial and hardship. We need to sink our roots and seek grace, the presence of God. As the plants seek water, we need to sink down our roots, sink down our heart into our Lord and into grace. We need our faith to be strong, real strong, not just superficial, not just saying I'm a Catholic, not just doing the external things, but sinking that faith deep and strong, which can especially happen as we strive to love our Lord and strive to have love in our hearts. That love is deep. Love itself is deep. And so we want to go, you know, even beyond our faith, beyond our believing. We want to have that deep and strong, intimate love and closeness to our Lord. So we're looking at depth, we're looking at strength, we're looking at real, true, sincere faith, not just the superficial stuff. And that can especially be manifested in that love, deep love for God, love which is stronger than death, withstands hardship, withstands difficulty, and is there for the long haul, for the long time. You think of a true friendship. A true friendship is there in good times and bads, when someone is in adversity as well as prosperity. It's lasting. We want to, so our faith should be strong and deep and rooted, and we want to look for that kind of faith, not just other people seeing us as Catholics or Christians, but being that, doing that. And so today we want to deepen our faith, deepen and make it real and strong, and in that way we can withstand and we can uphold our neighbor, uphold the world, and truly proclaim Jesus Christ.
Fructum ventris tuum.